Sorry about that. We're in Parak Gimel and Hilchos Shtragos. Continuing halacha is about when someone's chayev to bring a korban chatas. Kelach Al Raman says, So let's say witnesses come along and they testify that an individual was over a sin, okay? And that's the kind of sin that, had he done it accidentally, it would be chayev in a chatas kvua. Below Hisrubo, however, those witnesses never warned him prior to committing the sin. Ella Amru, rather, what they say is, listen, we saw you violate Shabbos, so shachalta chelev, or you ate forbidden fat. And he says to them, meaning the person accused says in response, he says, there's no way I did that. He's not chayv to bring korban chatas. Why? Because let's say he said, I actually did it on purpose. You put him in a korban. He also wouldn't have to bring a korban. So when he said to them, I didn't eat or do any malacha, it's no different as if he said he did it on purpose, meaning denying it is no different than saying that I did it on purpose. Either way, he's pata from a korban. Shu pata min a korban, lo hechishes edim, right? He doesn't have to bring a korban, and he hasn't contradicted what the witnesses had to say. However, in halacha beis, shasak v'lo hef legesa edim, right? But let's say the person who's accused does not challenge the witnesses, but just remains silent. Ella afilo amr lo. Or even if a woman says to him, Anisha says to him, even if a woman who can't normally testify says, oh, I saw you do a malach on Shabbos, v'shasak, and the accused doesn't say anything, chayv l'havi chatas, he must bring a korban chatas. Amar lo eid echad chaylevu ze v'shasak. Let's say one witness comes along and says, this is chaylev, and he doesn't say anything, v'chazor v'achlo b'shkaga, and then he goes and backs and he goes back and eats it accidentally, he brings a korban chatas, maybe chatas. Then Mr. Bo, but if he was warned ahead of time, lo kelav, he gets malchus. Even though in this situation, the testimony was only brought by one witness. Alacha gimel. Kvar b'yarnu b'hilchos p'sulim mukdashin. We already explained earlier. Shemafresh chataso ala chilev she'achal. Lo yivena ala Shabbos she'chilo o adam she'achal. So let's say a person who, let's say a person sets aside an animal as a korban chatas for, let's say, fats that he ate that were asur. He should not bring that korban for, let's say, a sin he committed on Shabbos. Shenemar behavi korbanos yirasizim al chataso shechatas. It's got to be for the sin that you committed. Ad shir korbanu l'shem cheto. The korban has to be for the specific sin he committed. Lo shiakrivena mechet al chet. But I can't take a korban chatas for one sin and apply it to a different sin that I did. The mikre psula. And if I did bring it, it's possible. Yes, Razem, more than this, amro hifrish chataso achelav shachal emesh. Let's say a guy was separated a korban for chaylev yesterday. Lo yivyenu al chaylev shachal yom. He can't bring that same korban chatas for the chaylev yesterday for any chaylev today. Vimhevi kafir. But if he did, he does get atonement. Vein tzarach lomar. We don't have to say shem efrisha aviv v'meis. Let's say a father sets aside a korban chatas and dies. V'haya ben mechuyav osochet. Let's say his son is obligated to bring a korban for the exact same type of sin. The son cannot bring the korban for the sin that the son committed, as the Rama will explains over there. Let's say a person brings one animal, one korban chatas for two sins, right? The animal should be left to wander the field until it gets a blemish, and it's sold, and then he uses the proceeds. Half the money to buy a korban for one of the two sins, and the other half of the udmei chetzia lechecheni, and the second half for the other sin. Let's say two people bring a korban chatas, one korban for two sins. In this such a case, tirach yipol b'mum, they let the animals wander till they get a blemish. V'timarka, and they're sold. V'yavizeh chatasa b'dmei chetzia, v'yavizeh chatasa b'dmei chetzia, and each one, based on the half that they get, should then bring a korban chatas. Halacha hevi shtei chatos. If a person brings two korban chatas al chet echad for one sin, yakriv ezo sheyirtze, so he can bring either animal as the korban chatas. Vashnia tirach yipol b'mum, the second animal that he set aside should be left to wander the fields and develop a blemish. Yipul demel and dava, and the proceeds from selling it should be used to bring a voluntary korban. Halacha vav hevi shtei chatos al shnei chatoim. Let's say a person brings two animals for two separate sins. Zuti shachal l'shem chet echad. So one animal is shechted for one of the two sins, and the other one is shechted for the other sin. So Ram already explained the Maaser Korbanos. let's say it's an individual who worships, a Jew who worships idols, or let's say he profanes Shabbos publicly, then we never accept the korban from such an individual. Right, and a person who does who's like rebellious in sin for any other type of sin, we don't accept the sin, a korban chatas, for the sin that he does. So what does this mean? Kitzar. Mumor le'achol chilev. Right, so let's say a person was someone who denied there was any isser in eating fat, she'achol chilev b'shkaga, but then let's say that same individual who denies the isser of chilev eats chilev accidentally, behavi chataso, and he brings a korban chatas, we don't accept that korban until he is repents. I feel like a mumor lech on the velo te'avon, even if he's a mumor who's out of instinctual gratification, like he's like a glutton and he eats nevela just to satisfy his appetite, and ischav lo chela b'shaman, and in such a case he mixes up the usher fat with butter fat, v'achon eats it, behavi korban, he brings a korban, ein mekabel lo, don't accept his korban chatas. She misha achal b'zadon, because when he ate with purposely, ben lahachas ben te'avon, whether he's doing it to rebel or he's doing it to gratify himself for his appetite, Hariya Mumar, he's considered a Mumar. Hariya Mumar Le'achol Chelev, let's say he was a Mumar for fats, the Shagag V'achol Dam, and instead he ate blood, which is also Asr, then Mekal Menu Kamosh Marana, we do accept the Korban in such a situation. Halacha Ches, Misha Shagag V'Hifrish Chataso, let's say someone, what do you call it, was over a sin inadvertently, and he sets aside a Korban Chatas, Barakach Nas and Mamar, and only after that he becomes a Mamar, Bechazer B'tshuva, and then he repents. Oh, Nishtate Bechazer Nibin Nishtafe. Or let's say he lost control of his mind, became like a Shote, and then regained his control of himself. Again, he, Afi Shinitcha Korban Bintayim, even though the Korban could not be brought during that period of time where he was a Mamar, but let's say he lost his mental capacity to think, Harizeh Chazer Venirish Ein Balechayim Nitchen Kemoshim Yarnu, Bechos Pesulim Mekdashim. So even though the korban can't be brought, he can still bring it because we say as long as the animal is alive, it's not pushed off. The vikach gven atzma, therefore he can bring it. The gashem she'im nola b'mum over v'nisrap over. So too, if the animal developed a temporary blemish v'nisrap and it gets healed, yachzol kashru. So it goes back to being a good animal. Kachin nidchol b'alim v'chazru. So too, if the owners, so to speak, became incapable of bringing the korban and then they returned to be able to bring the korban, v'niru yikara. They should go ahead and bring the korban. Okay, so let's say someone who's chayiv in a korban chatas or in a asham vadai, which we'll get to how that works later. So let's say Yom Kippur passed. You're still chayiv to bring the korban. So even though Yom Kippur is a mechaper, even though it atones for sins, you're still chayiv to bring the korban chatas or korban asham. But an asham taloi, okay, which is based on an ignorance of whether I committed a chet or not, then after Yom Kippur, you be patur from bringing it. Shemar mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Kach lanu pi Yeshua. We learn from the Gemara. Shekol chet she'im makirbo el Hashem niskaper lo. Any sin that only God knows the truth about, that's the one that Yom Kippur repents for or atones for. V'igach mishaba al yado suffik aver Yom Kippur. And that's why if someone's unsure whether or not he committed a sin in Yom Kippur, afilim chashecha, even if it's at nightfall, patur b'Hashem taloi. He's not chayav to bring in Hashem taloi. Shekol yom mechaper, because the entire day of Yom Kippur atones. Nimsalama, so what do we see from this? She'imavin al lo hodash yom kippurim, asham tali. So you never bring an asham tali for a situation of Yom Kippur. Ala'im lo chibur lo yom kippurim kumashi zbar. Unless, what do you call it? Yom Kippur will not generate any type of kapara for the individual. Halach yod ein yom kippurim below chatas lo asham mechaprin. So Yom Kippur and a korm chatas and an asham, none of them are atone. Ela ala shavim hamaminim bekabarasa. It only works with people who truly repent and believe in atonement. But someone who rebels against this does not get atonement. So Ketza, what's an example? Let's say someone's rebelling, and he brings a korban chatas, and he says out loud, or he thinks to himself, these are not going to atone for me. Even though he brought the korban technically correct, he doesn't get atonement. When he repents from his rebellion, he has to bring a new korban. If a person rebels about Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, ain't Yom Kippur mechaper love. Yom Kippur doesn't work for him. Therefore, in such a case where he was chayv in Hashem Tali and he rebels and denies Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur passes and he rebels. It doesn't work for him. But then when he repents after Yom Kippur is over, Then chayev lahavi kol asham tali shayach chayevo. He's chayev to bring any one of those korban asham tali that he was chayev beforehand. Halach yidav kol asham asham b'torah. Any korban asham in the Torah shema akmenes a kapara. What do you call it, holds back the or prevents kapara atonement for emerging chutz asham nazir, except for the asham bought by a nazir. Suffik nazir v'suffik mechusuri kapara v'suffik sota. In a situation where there's a person who's in doubt whether or not he has to bring a asham nazir, or whether there's lacking atonement or a suffix sota case, kulam avin kum rasein achi yom kippur. In all those cases, their kavanas can still be brought after Yom Kippur. Finally, lachi yabeis mishuhu mechuyav chatas asham. Let's say someone is obligated in either korban chatas or korban asham. Varihu yotze beizin lihareg, and he's brought out. He's found guilty in court and brought out to be killed for capital punishment. Imhaya zivcho zavuach, right? Let's say the korban was already offered, meaning was shakted, mishanoso, we wait to kill him ad shiz rogdam, until the blood is sprinkled, and then v'achach yarag, and then we kill him. Imadain lo nishchad azevach, let's say the korban chatas was not shakted, aim mishanoso, we don't wait ad shir people love until the korban is brought. That ends Perek Gimel, and we will pick up Perek Dalet tomorrow.